What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Four catches, 90 yards for IU. This time, Julio. Well, hey, look, you've seen it before, but the first time seeing Brock Purdy live, what do you think?
Yeah, just impressed. And again, he's been in a lot of big games in the last couple years that I love, but he's very impressive. And I think what I notice is just this maturity about him. And I think we always want to talk about arm strength. We want to talk about how fast his 40 is. To me, can you process lots of information in a short period of time? Can you play with anticipation? Can you be a great leader and dependable for the organization? He's all those things.
So, you know, to be honest with you, Vandy, I think my opinion's pretty good.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Why are you shaking your head, Dibs?
Oh,
just the GOAT giving Brock Purdy props.
Well,
he's an elite processor, Dibs.
I was shaking my head at the caller. I got to say, Mr. Grandy, I got to tell you that my opinion's pretty good. I mean, all of our opinions
you were shaking your head
same.
Before
so, you
then.
Know, to be honest with you, Vandy, I think my opinion's pretty good.
It is, yeah. You know, gotta put respect on your own opinion.
That was Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on Fox. That was the Niners game on week 5 versus the Arizona Cardinals. A Brock Purdy to George Kittle touchdown. Last, like, 3 weeks for the Niners, Dibs, they negotiated a contract extension with George Kittle. 4 years, $76.4 million for George Kittle. And then today, 5 years, $265 million for Brock Purdy. So not too bad for about 3 weeks' work.
Not too bad. And if you look at the last 3 weeks in totality, in terms of the York family, they came out smelling like a rose because they sold 6% of the franchise. And if it was valued at, I think I saw $8 billion. So if you sell off $8
billion. What's that math?
Well, 1% would be $80 million. So 6% would be $480 million. Take out taxes, you probably netted $240 million, and so you took that profit and you just shoveled it over to Brock Purdy, and it's even. It's a wash the last few days.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Pretty cool, though. They sold 6% of the franchise to three different families. One family got three, one got two, one got one, and I guess the Yorks came in owning 96% of the franchise, which is a lot, and as we sit here in Chase Center, and we always talk about Joe Lacob, Joey Lightyears, this and that. I don't think that Joe Lacob owns 96%. In fact, I know he doesn't. I don't know what his exact number is. He's the majority owner. But shout out the Yorks for 96% going in. And I know that there's Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, and there are, I think, between 16 and 22 other owners who all have slivers here and there. And the Giants, I think, are largely the same, where they've got it's an ownership group. But to hear that the Yorks had 96% of that bad boy, yeah, go ahead and break off 6% to some interested parties. And I was looking at one of the families because I was interested, and so I Googled it. And one of the family members, I think, was a co-founder of Sun Microsystems. So billionaire. I mean, I'm sure they're all billionaires to where, you need $100 million? Here you go. Petty cash. I'm a Niner owner. But to your point, yeah, they took care of George. They took care of Brock. They sold off part of the team. So don't cry for the Yorks in terms of their relative cash flow issues. They're doing just fine.
What do you think of the Niners offseason as a whole now, though? And I'm sure there'll be, you know, a couple more moves here and there. In fact, they did make another move today. It's going to take me a sec to go back and find it, but they did.
Is it Greg Joseph?
Yes, they signed a veteran kicker who has kind of just jumped around the NFL, specifically lately. He kicked for three different teams last year, played in eight games, but they did sign Greg Joseph. So a busy day for the Niners. They agreed to a deal, 5 years, $265 million with Brock, and they signed Greg Joseph, veteran journeyman kicker as well.
Yeah.
Those deals probably, you know, equally important, no doubt about it. you need a kicker.
You do, and I like it because there was a song in the 80s by Queen featuring David Bowie.
Okay.
It was called Under Pressure. Mm-hmm. And for Jake Moody, you're under pressure, my friend. And, yeah, you were third-round capital, and he has been up and down, and you cannot have your kicker be up and down, so you bring in Greg Joseph, and now he is under pressure.
A lot of fire under him.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's no harm in that. So, and I don't know what Greg Joseph's contract was. Probably a veteran camp deal, $1 million, whatever, and, you know, not fully guaranteed. But, you know, Jake, you better come in and kick better. And, you know, the game where Deebo Samuel went at him and then Tabor Pepper had to step in between. These are things that winning teams don't have happen. You don't have a long snapper and a star wide receiver get into it over the defense of a kicker who cannot make a field goal.
But the Niners offseason as a whole now, which for the most part has frustrated Niner fans to no end, because you trade away Deebo, and we could agree and disagree whether you think that's a good move, a bad move. It seemed like Deebo, in terms of his usefulness with the 49ers, was waning, and that's a lot of money, and they got something in return for him. Seemed like relatively smart business to me. But they cut a lot of players elsewhere, players that were productive for them last year. Not necessarily great, but were available and were productive. Like, you know, Leonard Floyd, edge rusher, who they had just signed the previous offseason to a multi-year deal. They cut him. They move on from him. And this is a team that's not like they have, you know, a surplus of defensive linemen. Like, they desperately need a defensive lineman, even with Leonard Floyd on the roster. And they move on from a guy like that. It happened elsewhere on the defensive line as well. It kind of felt like all of that was likely in preparation for a Brock Purdy contract. Does it getting done today, 5 years, $265 million, does that make it easier to understand what the rest of the offseason had been up to this point?
A little bit, but I just look at the moves that they've made, and, you know, you signed a tight end, Luke Farrell, and he gets 3 years and $20 million, so there's your second tight end. I get that. Patrick Taylor Jr., a depth piece at running back. Richie Grant to replace Hufanga. Luke Gifford, a linebacker on a one-year deal. Feels to me like a lot of backfill. They didn't do a lot on the top line, the front end, in free agency. And then the draft, we don't know. If Mykal Williams comes in and is a real nasty counterpoint to Nick Bosa, okay, then we've got action. Now we can look at that and say, that's exciting. But we don't yet know about any of these draft picks. And I look at all the things they did in free agency, and they were mostly like day two, day three kind of guys. DeMarcus Robinson is a receiver to come in and, you know, be a guy. He's not a one. He might be
he'll play
two.
While Ayuk is still recovering.
Right, and hopefully he plays beyond that, because you really don't know about Ricky Pearsall. He hasn't been that consistent. You got Juwan Jennings, who has shown to be a very good receiver, but he's never been a one. He's never faced double teams. You don't have Ayuk likely until October. You don't have Deebo anymore. Cowing, we haven't really seen ever. So I just look at what they've done, and it feels to me more back end than front end. So, yeah, the Brock Purdy thing, it's exciting. It was very predictable that they'd get it done, but now it's done. So they get credit for that.
Yeah, no doubt they get credit for it. And again, the number, 5 years, $265 million from the 49ers to Brock Purdy. That is $53 million a year, which is seventh most among NFL quarterbacks, and $181 million total guaranteed, eighth most among NFL quarterbacks. There are 14 quarterbacks that make $45 million or more a year, and you can go through each and every one of them, and you can pick and choose a bunch that are not as accomplished, and I feel pretty good about saying are not as good as Brock Purdy. So Dibs and I seem to be in lockstep here. This feels like a pretty fair deal for both sides. If I had to guess, I would have guessed that a Brock Purdy AAV, average annual value, would have been a little bit closer to 60 than to 50, but it gets done at $53 million a year. Do you agree? You can let us know at 888-957-9570. That is the number to call. It is also our Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let me see if I can go back and find this text. It happened earlier. Let's see if I can find it here. Here it is from the 916, about an hour ago. So his average annual value isn't even top five in the league. This is a good deal. He was not being paid in the elite tier. He's not being paid in the elite tier of quarterbacks. We all knew he was going to get paid. It could have been a lot more. That's essentially how I feel. The 916 and I in agreement there. I felt like this was going to be a whole lot more.
And we don't yet know the structure of it, and we don't know where the potential out will be. And that, for me, tells a lot about what the contract is, because I think a lot, going back to Daniel Jones with the Giants a few years back, maybe 3 or 4 years now, when he signed 4 years and $160 million, $40 million per year, and it felt like, whoa, that's a little bit of an overpay, and it was, but it was structured to where after 2 years, they could get out without much of an additional cap hit.
Yeah.
And then you think about Kyler Murray.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the contract he signed about 3 years ago, and there's still so much dead money on that that they're hoping that he stays upright and continues to play like he did last year, where he had a better year. He had a bit of a bounce-back year. And that's what you need when you sign a quarterback to a long-term deal. The thing that strikes me about this deal, Grandy, is the 5 years. And that tells me two things. One, they really, really believe in Brock Purdy. And two, they believe in Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. And maybe more so Kyle than John. But Kyle said, as long as he's going to be here, he wants Brock Purdy to be his quarterback. He said that a couple of times this offseason. And so you don't sign Brock Purdy to 5 years, in my opinion, unless you also believe in Kyle Shanahan. Because in, let's just say, two more years that are like last year, bad years, you don't make the playoffs.
6-11, yeah.
Right. So then what do you do? if you've got Brock Purdy at that point with four more years on his deal, and Kyle Shanahan, if he's on the hot seat, if you want to get rid of Kyle Shanahan, you can, but you better bring in a coach who believes in your quarterback, because your quarterback's going to be signed to a longer term. So for me, this is as much a vote of confidence in Kyle as it is in Brock.
I wonder if the general feeling among Niner fans, and we got Brian Baldinger coming up at about 5:15. He's traveling. Whenever he lands, we will catch up with him, estimated at about an hour from now at 5:15. But until we talk to Baldy, we've got plenty of time for your calls and your text at 888-957-9570. Do you feel like the general thought as a result of this contract is the Niners got a bargain, they a fair contract, or is it just relief that the contract got done? You don't have to deal with the drama of the offseason. Because that's certainly worth, I mean, that's probably worth some amount of money, just not having to deal with that drama for a third or fourth consecutive offseason once again. And drama related to a quarterback is like 10 times as drama filled, I'm sure, as it relates to a wide receiver like last year or an edge rusher from a couple of years ago in Nick Bosa, and even another wide receiver in Debo the year prior to that. It is your main feeling the Niners got themselves a hell of a deal, or just exhale, this actually got done early and now we can go about a normal offseason?
For me, it's more an exhale, but I wonder what the fans think at 888-957-9570. Is it an overpay? Is it an exhale like you're describing? What are you feeling now that you know on May 16th that the deal is done? For me, you put aside the money, because for me, the money is fair market rate. And, you know, you go to get gas somewhere and you look at the price as you pull in, and it's $4.59 a gallon for regular. And it's like, $4.59? I mean, Tim Jordan, you and I are a little bit older. I remember when gas was, well, I mean.
He looked at you like,
I'm way older than Tim Jordan.
You insulted
him. Tim and I remember the days when gas was not even a dollar a gallon. It was 89.9 cents. And you got gas, and that's what it was. So now, when I pull up and I see $4.59, 99% of me is like, $4.59, that's not that bad. I mean, it's not terrible, but there's that 1% of me that's like, my God, it's the same gas that we got in 1978, although we didn't have to wait in like a three-hour line. Shout out 1976 for those of you who recall. But so for me, it's a little bit like that, like $53 million a year. 1% of me is like, you got to be Casey Schmidt and me that this is what you have to pay the 14th best quarterback in football, or whatever he is. But the majority of me is like, that's the going rate, and you need gas in your car. So, yeah, thank God you got this done before you ran out of gas on the Bay Bridge and you had to wait for a tow truck.
When a very famous, or not maybe super famous, but one quote from Kyle Shanahan that I know gets referenced a lot on this show is when he was talking about, with, I think it was with Tim Kawakami on the TK show last offseason, I think about a potential, it might have actually been about the wide receiver market as it relates to Ayuk. It might have been about a future question about Brock Purdy's contract. Regardless what position group it was about, the point still holds. The price of whatever it is the price of what it is. Like the price of a house in the Bay Area. It's really expensive, but that's what the market dictates. Same thing for gas. Like, I mean, market dictate. We're going to pay however much for gas. We need gas to get around. And that's what the price of a quarterback is. And as you look at it through that lens, I think it becomes easier to understand and come to terms with the fact that a quarterback is going to make $53 million a year for the 49ers.
Yep.
But that's just the price of having, frankly, not even a great quarterback. Like, just an above-average quarterback, you will push $50 million a year because there's so few of them out there. And if you get your hands on one that is just above average, I think Brock is better than above average, but if you get your hands on one that is above average and above replacement level, you do all you can to not let him go.
Unless you want to just roll the dice and you want to, you know, go back in the draft. Like, an earlier caller talked about a fifth-round quarterback who, I'll be honest with you, I had never heard the name before in my life. And so maybe I need to be more of a draftnik, but you're going to go get a fifth-round McCord and throw him in the mix. You got Mac Jones and fifth-round McCord, and that's what you're going to go with in a year where you've got the easiest schedule in the NFL based on the win-loss total projection by Las Vegas this year and records last year. But I like to look at the Vegas win total and use that as the barometer. And then I'm looking at Warren Sharp today, and he came out with his schedule rest disparity.
Oh, I love this chart.
They're number four this year in rest disparity with a plus nine. Last year, they were minus 21.
I think the last 2 years, they were like bottom three.
Last year, they had one of the worst rest disparities in history. This year, they have a 30-day differential. They only have two games where they have less rest than their opponent.
Yeah.
They've got four games where they have more rest, which many people are glazing over because they don't know what that means, but the more rest you have versus your opponents, the better off you're going to be in general. So they have a schedule full of more weak teams than anyone, and they have additional rest. And so you're going to throw in a fifth-round rookie QB or Mac Jones? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
This, honestly, last year I said was Super Bowl or bust, and I turned out to be right. Mark Willard's not around, so he can't refute it.
Yeah,
but
stick it to him.
And you know what happened? They busted this team up.
Yeah, they did.
Greenlaw, gone. Bunch of guys, gone.
Hufanga, gone.
Exactly. Offensive line, retooled. And so turned out it was Super Bowl or bust. But this year actually might be the Super Bowl or try again year.
Mm.
But I think that this year is set up better than last year for them to really make noise.
Yeah.
With Brock Purdy, he's paid. You got Kittle, a healthy and hungry McCaffrey, and you've got, I think, a team that's more ready-made to be good this year as opposed to last year.
Yeah, the schedule isn't going to make or break your season. If you're going to be a good football team, you're going to beat even good football teams.
Yeah.
And if you're a bad football team, it does not matter how bad your schedule is. You're going to lose a lot of football games. But the schedule and where the Niners are benefiting this year as opposed to past years, it is doing them a lot of favors. First of all, in their opponents, and they got that by virtue by finishing last in the NFC West last year. You have a last place schedule. But then also you get the benefit of having a rest advantage, which, again, you have to dive into each and every matchup. And when you're coming off your bye and when opponents are coming off of their bye,
yeah.
You play on Thursday, you get the mini bye ahead of a game the next week when that team only had the normal amount of time off, and all that factors in. But
well, last year they faced four teams coming off their bye.
And one of them was while the Niners were off of a bye as well, so your bye just gets completely neutralized.
Totally negated, and one of those games was, I believe, at Buffalo when they were coming off a game at Green Bay.
Yeah.
And so their schedule last year was brutal. This year you look at New Orleans, and they've got three games that are minus seven, which tells you that that's three games against teams that are coming off a bye.
When the Saints aren't coming off of a bye themselves.
Correct. Yeah. And Washington has three games as well.
Oof.
Two that are minus seven, one that's minus six, which tells you that that's a team coming off of a Monday game, and you're coming off a bye.
Yeah,
so
that's rough.
Yeah, these are teams, when you look at schedules, you realize that those are going to be tough games for these individual teams.
Yeah, no doubt. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in on this Brock Purdy contract. 5 years, $265 million. That is $53 million per year. Seventh most among quarterbacks in the NFL. $181 million is the total guarantee. Eighth most among NFL quarterbacks. What do you think? And how do you feel about Brock Purdy being the quarterback, locked in as the quarterback of the 49ers for not just the next year, but the next 6 years? Last year of his rookie deal and this five-year extension. How does that make you feel? 888-957-9570. Zach is in Santa Rosa, and Zach's up next. What's up, Zach? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy in for Willard. How you doing?
Right on, guys. Thanks for having me on, taking my call. I'm seeing a lot of people, especially on Twitter, talking about how this Brock Purdy contract is a terrible move for the Niners. And, I mean, all I got to say, I think that's absolutely crazy. I know it's a lot of money, $53 million a year wrapped up into a quarterback, but the 49ers finally landed a competent QB who's able to get the job done. I know he's not Mahomes, he's not Josh Allen, but we all know Brock Purdy is good enough to win you a Super Bowl. And I mean, I'd rather overpay for a guy like Brock than sit around waiting for another quarterback to come around, because we know this team is not good at finding those quarterbacks. It's taken them so long. And, you know, I don't want to go back into the quarterback hell of Jimmy Garoppolo and CJ Beathard and Nick Mullins and all those guys. Don't want to go back there. I think this move is phenomenal. Every contending team in the NFL right now is paying their guy top dollar. It was our window was wide open when Brock was making $900,000. Obviously, that it was so open, and you know that just Kyle Shanahan being the most overrated coach in the NFL, blowing the Super Bowl twice. I mean, that's just that's a topic for a different day. But I mean, the Super Bowl window is not completely closed. It's still open with Brock making this money. It might be a little tougher now. It's obviously really tough with Shanahan running the helm. But ultimately, great move. Love that Brock's here to stay.
Appreciate the call, Zach.
Yeah, a couple of drive-bys there on Shanahan.
Yeah, I was mostly in agreement. I did not agree with Shanahan being the most overrated coach in the NFL.
Well, and blowing the Super Bowl twice, I don't know exactly what that means. So the overtime situation where he took the ball and
he
they were thrilled.
Some missteps, there's no doubt.
For sure. But ultimately, you know, players make plays. Coaches coach, and players make plays that make the coaches look good or make the coaches look bad. So I get that narrative out there. I wouldn't say that Kyle is the most overrated coach. And, you know, it's a little bit like the Steve Kerr conversation where, you know, for all the fans who want Steve Kerr run and out and he mismanaged Kuminga and all the rest of it, well, you can think that and want that, but he's here to stay, and I believe that Kyle Shanahan is as well. And today's Brock Purdy signing, for me, is a strong signal, not only for Brock, but also for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, no doubt. And those two seem to be in lockstep together, and everything that they have ever said is very complimentary of each other. Shanahan is Brock's, or Brock is Shanahan's handpicked guy, and it goes all the way back to Brock's first training camp in the NFL. He was a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, and Shanahan confided in his, the controlling owner, Jed York, and essentially said, Jed, I think our best quarterback is Mr. Irrelevant. And this was a year after drafting Trey Lance,
right,
trading multiple first-round picks to draft Trey Lance. And oh, by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo was also on the roster at that point as well. But he thought all the way back then that Brock Purdy was his best quarterback, and knowing what we know now about Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe that doesn't make that statement that absurd, knowing what we know now. But still, having the ability to, one, know, realize, and two, admit to your owner that the best quarterback on your roster is a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, as opposed to a guy you poured a bunch of resources in, that goes to show that there's a lot of belief there between those two. So I'm with you. I do think that this contract, not that I was really ever concerned about Shanahan's future and his standing in the organization, I think it is a sign that things are pretty darn healthy between Shanahan and the 49ers as well. All right. Time for a break. We got Brian Baldinger coming up at about 45 minutes at 5:15. He's traveling. When he lands and arrives at his destination, we will give him a call, and he will join us to talk about this Brock Purdy contract extension. 5 years, $265 million is the deal, $53 million per year, and $181 million total guaranteed. We can talk about that. Take your calls until we get Baldy. It's 888-957-9570. As we continue live from Chase Center ahead of the Golden State Valkyries' first ever regular season game, it tips off at 7, and you can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs and I live from Chase Center until 6, getting you ready for opening night of the Golden State Valkyries. All right, we're back with more right after this on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.